do you use the Google page? Is that how you got connected with us then?
No, you were forwarded to me by our inventory department. When a position opens up, they'll send us over listings with no negative reviews. But I can ask John where they may have found you. Oh, I've got him here. Hang on for me.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Quinn?
Yep.
Hey, Quinn. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
So far, so good. Still kind of recovering from a long 4th of July, but... but
oh, I hear
well.
You there.
I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line. Did you have any questions about the listing or what we'll be able to do for your business?
I was just sort of wondering. I was just more or less curious on how you guys found me.
So we're a Google partner. Google will actually create the qualified candidates list and forward it to us. The people who make it on you can make it on the qualified candidates list for a variety of different reasons. They basically just generate a quality score and put you up there. The quality score is derived from a variety of different factors. It could be like length of time in business, any reviews that they had, the specific industry and area that they're looking into, services that you might have used in the past. There's a lot of different reasons why they would put you on there if they feel it's a good fit and that you're not going
to. Yeah, because I just tried to create a Google page, I just did that probably 2 weeks ago now, so I was just.
Oh, did you request a PIN verification letter?
I did not, no.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes that usually does it too. If the guys request a PIN verification, then they usually put you on the list for that. They have us do like a little background check.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but they don't tell us specifically. They more just say, hey, this is the industry and the area that's open, and then these are the qualified candidates, and then they send it over for my reps like Tara to kind of do the heavy lifting, so to speak.
Okay.
The cold calling.
And more or less, so what you guys are more or less doing is trying to get, so pretty much more or less if someone were to search an excavating service in this area, then our name would come up more or less is what you guys are
exactly
in charge of.
Yeah, so some of the guys that are up there now are like J&J Excavating Service LLC. I don't know if you heard of them. D&D Construction, Stenson Excavating. So yeah, we basically want to make it so anytime one of the services that you provide is typed in, your business will appear as a top recommended option on the first page of the search results. That's our whole business model.
That sounds pretty good to me then.
Yeah, like I said, if they kind of look into what you were using in the past, it would be a lot better. You know, they don't want it to be such a cold call. They try to make sure it makes sense to you. That way we're not wasting your time or our time. So when you have like a lead gen like Angie's or Home Advisor, if you look up excavating contractors or excavation contractor in this area, you'll see their listing down there underneath these local guys where we're talking about listing you. So the leads you'd be getting from them, you know, the people searching would have to scroll past my guys, go down, click on that. They get turned into a lead, and then they get sent over to you and a couple other contractors, and they're charging you a lead fee whether you get the job or not, right?
Right.
So we're going, hey, if you could see a value in doing that, you know, it's actually more cost efficient on average if you're getting a certain amount of leads each month to just have yourself listed independently and let these people call you directly as a live call. And that's usually what most of them do.
Yeah, that's what I would rather do. Jeez, I wish you guys would have called me a week ago.
Well, we didn't know you existed, so that's kind of the benefit of doing those other things. And we also have to have the spots available in order to put you there. Only three guys show. If you go to the More Businesses section, there's a lot of you guys in this area that would qualify, like yourself. There's Byers Forestry, which is actually a logging contractor, but they want to do excavating as well. Larry Smith Excavating, Split Rock Excavating, Frederick Excavating. Yeah. So, you know, the list runs deep, but only three of you actually show as a top recommended for about a 40-mile radius. So we really have to have the spot open and then even make it to your name before one of those guys fills it, you know?
Okay.
So I did send over a link to the pricing page, so that way you could see a breakdown of everything. There are different packages here, and then there was a discount that Tara requested for you because you're 3 years in. Anything under 5 years is eligible for a new in business credit. And did you have your own website?
We do not have our own website, no.
Okay. Let's see. what I can do. Can you pull up that pricing page so that way I can show you rather than just tell you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you send it over via text? Yep. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be from a 714.
Okay, I pulled it up right here. It looks like it's just the general page. Okay.
Yeah, you got to scroll on any Google partner page.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's three different packages we have. We have the Pro, the Platinum, and the Platinum Premier. What I was thinking would be the best fit for getting you the website, which is listed as the optimized landing page, and all the additional bells and whistles. I basically want to kind of turn us into like a one-stop shop for everything that has to do with your online marketing. That way you're not running around with 100 different bills floating around. So I was thinking the Platinum would be ideal, but what I would do is I'd put in that new in business request, or that credit request, to drop the monthly subscription down to just $299, which is about half of the traditional rate.
Okay.
And then also what I could do, if you're willing to come on board with us today, is I can go ahead and waive the setup fee. I have the ability to do that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so instead of you paying the setup fee that goes towards, like, purchasing the domain name for your website, client interview, name, address, and phone number cleanup, the keyword research, so that way we're not listing you for a service you don't provide or something that's not going to generate calls and traffic for you, and then creating the site. You know, I'm waiving all of that. So we're still going to do those things.
Okay.
I'm not cutting any corners there, but I would just get that waived so that way we're kind of jump-starting your profitability. I also want to try to show you some really good numbers so that way, you know, at the end of the first month, you could turn around and compare it to Angie's and be like, okay, you know, hopefully that'll set us up for the long haul.
Right.
What do you think about that?
It doesn't sound too terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it's $10 a day. I mean, it's a lot more cost-efficient than if you were – to hire one of our reps in-house to do the programming for you.
So it'd be $10. You just said $10 a day. That's what it would be.
Yeah, it averages out to $10 a day. If there's 30 days in a month, and there's $299 for the whole month.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, I see it says $1,098 there. So is that like just the first fee then?
No, that's the Platinum. That's the Platinum Premier. So we could upgrade you to that later, but I don't think that's necessary right now. What I'm talking about is the actual Platinum.
Platinum. Okay.
Right. The Platinum Premier, that one has Google Ads to go along with the Google Places or the Google Business Profile Optimization. Ads, I don't think it's necessary now because the Google Places, the Business Profile Optimization is already going to cover about 40-mile radius. So the only time I usually recommend those ads is if I run into a guy that's like, hey, we're trying to cover the whole state, or we're trying to cover 100-150-mile radius. Well, then you're going to need those ads because that local listing's not going to cover that.
No, right, okay.
Right. So it's something you could upgrade to later if you, you know, hire some guys or you feel like you're not getting enough traffic from the local listing, but I'm sure there'll be more than enough locally there to keep you pretty busy.
Right. So how long would it be 300 a month instead of the 600?
Yeah, so that's the major benefit to you, is that we would lock in that pricing structure. So as long as you remain with us on a month-to-month basis, basically voluntarily coming back each month, you'll keep that $299 pricing structure.
Okay. And then is that 12 months out of the year then?
Yeah, that's as long as you're with us. So, I mean, it stays $299. So if I sign you up today on the 6th, each month on the 6th day, it'll be a reoccurring at $299.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's no extra charges. So you won't incur any lead fees or click fees or call fees. So it should definitely be more cost efficient than pay per lead. I mean, last time I worked with a guy who was doing excavation in this area that was paying for leads there, I mean, he was getting them, some of them were like $40 and other ones were like $110.
Yep.
You know, so it really just depends on the kind of job. And then he obviously discontinued that service and still working with us. So, you know, to be able So to be able to match the same campaign without you having to pay the full cost of it, I mean, we should be, in position to,
right,
like I said, work together long term, and then over time we'll end up making that money back. Initially, it's going to actually cost us a little bit with that kind of setup, but you know, if our calculations are correct and anticipating that, you know, you'll benefit from this more than what you're using now, then it should make dollars and make sense enough for us to turn it into a long-term relationship. And that's really the goal.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Because then, so if we were to discontinue this, then then our Google business profile and all that, that's still going to exist, but it's just
correct,
not going to be listed on,
correct,
like within the top three.
Exactly. You would lose the optimization. We wouldn't be following the algorithm weekly. That needs to happen in order for you to have that placement. But all your reviews,
okay,
all the listings that we create for you, your Google business profile, those still exist. So people looking up your business name, they'll still be able to find it, still see those reviews and everything. So you'll still be in a lot better position than we're finding you in now. But obviously,
yep,
you know, huge benefit having that first page placement. That's like what 90% of people are using when they're looking for,
right,
your services. So.
Oh, yep, 100%. So I have I guess it's a somewhat of a Google business profile started. Me and my,
yeah,
buddy started it, and then it had to get verified, and then we haven't,
right,
had a chance to get together lately and finish it off. So would we more or less add on to that, or would you guys?
Well, yeah, I mean, we'd actually go into the Google business profile. If there's one existing, we won't recreate it. We'll go into it, though, and we'll request that PIN. We'll have it express shipped to you, so you'll get it a lot faster than if you just requested it yourself. But
okay,
they send that to you in the mail. We get that 5-digit code off the back of it, and then we can go ahead and verify the listing and then do the optimization. So there is going to,
okay,
be a setup period. You know, there's going to be about,
yep,
7 to 10 day setup period where we're getting the website up and running. We'll do a client interview with you either later today or tomorrow. But we want to pick your brain and make sure we got everything correct. You know, we don't want to have you listed for,
yep,
anything you don't offer. And then we would submit,
yep,
all the directory submissions, the Bing local listing, you know, get started on all the legwork. So that way, by the time you receive that 5-digit code in the mail on the back of your PIN verification, we're already at the point where we could go ahead and go live with it. We just need that PIN, and then, you know, you'll be in position,
right,
to start receiving those calls. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, dang it. It's the only bad thing is that I just signed up for that Angie's Leads, and I'm in the process of that background check right now.
Right.
And I wonder if I could...
That's a big reason why I'm waiving the setup fee, too. It's because I understand that you've probably invested a little bit of money into other avenues. Obviously, I don't want to wear a black eye for that, but I just feel like putting you in position long-term to be successful. Because, here, I don't like doing this, but I want you to see this. So, give me just a second. I want to bring this to your attention. And this isn't something I just typed up either. I'm going to send you a text message.
Okay.
This is kind of why I'm pulling strings back here. And Tara's asking me to jump on and pull these strings for you. Did you get that? That link?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't look good.
Yeah, without saying anything, you know, it's been out, it came out this year, it's been out for a couple months, and, you know, it could just disappear any day now, realistically.
Right.
It happened before, in 2008, they were called Service Magic.
Yeah.
And then they rebranded, they've been under supervision since they've rebranded, so, since 2014.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to get out of that as possible.
Well, right, just to kind of stop you from continuing to, you know,
yeah,
throw into that. Yeah, because
yeah,
the leads, they'll sell one lead to like 5 or 6 guys. And so that means 80% of you are not getting anything. You're just getting a lead fee.
Right.
So only one person is getting the job. Yeah.
Exactly.
So this cuts that out. We don't do that. We don't talk to your clients, socialize with your clients. We don't charge you based on what you make from your clients.
Right.
We're just putting you up there.
Putting us,
yeah,
in position. Right.
Yep. We're just telling them, hey, this is a top recommended guy. He's trusted. you know, you've already done the screening, here's his phone number, and then they take it from there. So the ones that contact you are a lot more likely to turn into something, and it'll also save you time from trying to chase down leads and things like that. And then obviously right. higher volume, you know, far more people are using Google. Actually about,
right.
I would say about 10% of the Google search or searchers actually end up clicking on the Angie's List or Home Advisor listing. So a lot of their stuff is actually coming from a Google first page placement that they have as well. So that's something
that's
taken into consideration. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like you said, I mean, even if it is 10% or whatever, it comes out to, it can't be that high of a percentage if
right.
there's all, you know, they're going to go through the top three and then there's
yeah.
business options.
They're more than likely price shopping. Our guys are too busy, you know.
Exactly.
But it's also something that I want to think about long term, because I know, like, right now you're saying, hey, you know, I just bet money on that, and that might make things tight for you now, but hindsight's 2020. So, you know, we fast forward a month or two from now, you're right in the middle of peak season right now.
Oh,
so
that's just it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be a hectic fall all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, it could really change the outlook of your business. I mean, the first couple years is usually the hardest to get a business up and running. Obviously, you know that. You're already on the third year, so the first two are usually the hardest. Yeah. But, you know, having this will definitely be a nice change of pace for you. And I think you guys know that. That's probably why you've already been looking into doing these things.
Yeah, well, yeah, because they just called me, and then it was like, okay, and then I ran through the numbers on it, and it didn't seem that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just sort of at a point right now to where, you know, we do a lot of work. The first couple of years, we were doing a lot of work for the Amish, because there's Augusta's a huge Amish community. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, now we're sort of getting into bigger jobs for not, you know, English people. And then now, so it's like, we're plenty busy still, but we're sort of lacking a little bit, and we're just trying to, you know, like I said, we don't do, the only advertising that we really do is through the Ad Delight, which is just in the local paper. That's all we do,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
So we've been trying to get a Google page and stuff like that set up, like I said, trying to expand it a little bit more.
You're doing the right thing.
Deals, so.
I mean, if you go online, you know, and do research, you'll see, I mean, Google advertising's been the most profitable form of advertising for the last, like, 16, 17 years.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. That's about how long we've been in business. We started in 2004. So pretty much since the Google Partners program started, it's been that way.
Okay. Gotcha.
We'll take a lot of the hassle out of it for you by doing all the legwork. You guys just really have to focus on generating good reviews, obviously responding to the clients as they come in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Which that won't be an issue. So we could...
Yeah.
So pretty much there's no startup fee, though. We're going to wipe that out, and it's just...
Yep, that's my offer to you.
$99 a month.
Right, and then I'll get you the platinum package, so I'm going to send that over in writing with your invoice receipt, and then we'll have you sign off on it as well.
Okay. Well, shoot, I think we might just do that and say the hell with it. With this
you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I leave no doubt. Yeah. If you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's List, then this, I mean, I hate to say it that way, but it'll be a no-brainer for you.
Right, right.
And then I'm also putting it on a month-to-month basis, so if you're not happy, you could obviously fire us, but I'm kind of setting you up for success here. I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Well, it's like we were talking about it, and I mean, well, for $300 a month, you know, you get one job out of it.
It's excavating.
You know what I mean?
You know, we got guys that have pizza companies that pay more than that. You know, there's large corporations all over that have multiple accounts. You know, it's not just for the independent business owners. You know, we have some large contracts where they're paying a lot more per location. And it's still profitable.
Right.
You know how many pizzas they got to sell?
right. That's the shit.
Yeah. So for you, I mean, locking down one or two a month, it'll definitely offset that cost. And then it's also considered a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create and verify the Google business profile. I know you had it there, but it's basically I'm going to submit this profile to Google, and all the information that I get from you is going to be updated on that profile. So, Quinn, you're the sole owner of the business?
I'm not. It's an LLC, and my father is actually the primary
okay.
owner of it. He has the highest percentage, and then me and my other brother are mixed in there.
Okay, but you are authorized to make a decision on behalf of the company on your own
yep,
today?
Yep.
Okay, I'm not going to yep. get any crazy call from Dad.
No.
Okay.
I'm sort of the one, he's an old bat, so I'm sort of the one that handles all the dealing with the
okay.
technology and the marketing and all that. So.
Gotcha. I just want to add him to the profile in case I get a random call one day. What's
okay.
his first and last name?
His first name is Dale, and then his last name is Kirchhoff, spelled K-I-R-C-H-O-F-F.
K-I-R-C-H-O-F-F?
Yep.
Okay. Right. I'm assuming that would be your last name as well, too, if that's father.
Yep.
And then what is his phone number?
715-579-3726.
Okay. And I'm not going to have that displayed anywhere or on the website or anything like that. That's strictly just in case he calls in. We know who we're talking to and what business
yep.
he owns. Okay.
Yep.
I don't think
yep.
he will,
he
but I
be,
just
yeah,
like having
call,
it.
Yeah.
yeah. I just like
yep.
having it, you know.
No,
I don't want him to, us to be like, who the heck are you? And he's like, well, you guys are charging me $300 a month, you
yeah.
know.
No,
yeah,
I hear
so.
You. I hear you.
All right. And then you spell your first name Q-U-I-N-N?
Yep.
Okay. What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing because of the discounted pricing structure on that platinum package?
Our business email is dazdemo@outlook.com.
Okay. And then for the primary line of contact for the customers to get a hold of you guys, do you want to use this line that we're on right now?
The phone number you called, yeah.
Yeah, the 514-7058?
Yep. Yep, that's
okay.
my number, yep.
All right, perfect. Okay, and then for that PIN verification, what's the street address that I could send that to?
It is E19345.
345.
Faste Road. F-A-S-K-E.
Okay, here we go. I found it. 54722 in Augusta.
Yep.
All right. Let me go ahead and update. And then you can have the address displayed or hidden. How would you like that?
I mean, for our line of work, it wouldn't be necessary to have it displayed, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I can have it hidden. I mean, if you don't want, if it's not like, I mean, you're going to your clients 99.9% of the time. I don't see why anybody would really come to you.
Yeah, there's not really a reason for that.
Yeah, so they're going to bring the excavation job to your door.
yeah, right? Exactly.
Awkward. Okay. So let me go ahead and have it hidden. So it'll still say city, state, and zip. You just won't see the street address there. The turn-by-turn directions will be deactivated.
Okay.
Okay, and then it's going to be displayed capital D, capital A, capital Z, capital D again for demolition. I have the A capitalized for and, or did you want to use an asterisk sign for the business name?
No, we could just... You could
spell
just
it A-N-D?
As,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, so I basically capitalized the first letter of every word, and I have the LLC in there. Did you want the LLC displayed or hidden?
You could display it. That's fine.
Okay. Update. Perfect. All right, and then how would you like the hours of operation for the business displayed?
You could just do 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., I'd say.
Okay. Sorry if you hear the landscaper going crazy outside.
That's fine.
And did you want to have the hours set as Monday through Friday, or do you guys work the weekends as well?
Yeah, you could just do Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, okay. And we'll go closed on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. We could always change these hours later on the business profile. You guys will have access to the Google Business Profile as well, so you could always make the changes on your own, or you could call in. We have a 24/7 customer service available to you.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, so I'll be the account lead. Basically walking you through it, if you know, until you guys are comfortable, or if you want something done real quickly, at least you have like a direct point of contact instead of going around the whole customer service spiel. And then
right.
I'm also gonna send over an email address. It's photos@localsplash.com, this is for the website primarily, but we could also put photos on the Google Business profile. But if you have any like logo or photos that you want to use for the site or the Google Business profile, you would send them to that email address, and then we'll upload them for you.
Okay.
Okay. And then that Platinum package does have a Facebook Business profile. Have you guys developed one of those yet?
What's that?
Facebook Business profile.
Oh, no, we have not set up one of those yet, no.
Okay. So, I mean,
that's
for me...
That's one that we were sort of thinking about doing, but...
Yeah. Well, it's covered in that package. It's part of the Platinum package,
okay.
So we will develop one for you. They post weekly. For me, I'm not that big on it. I don't know many people that are going to Facebook looking for an excavation contractor. so I don't want to overhype
yeah.
it, but, hey, if it could bring in, you know, even if it's two or three new jobs throughout the year or... You know, throughout
right.
a couple of months span, then why not? You know, could be thousands
right.
of dollars. So, all right. So I'll send that over. Then, okay. So it looks like I have the profile created. So there will be a client interview. Client interview is usually about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window to complete it, in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions. I do have some slots available this afternoon between 4 and 5 and 5 and 6. Would either of those work for you?
Today, I don't think today would work for a client interview, no.
Okay. No worries. I have slots available tomorrow, anytime between 10 a.m. Central Time all the way up until 5 and 6 CT.
Let's do 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you a text message reminder 1 hour prior to the appointment. I'll also send a calendar invitation over to the business email, so that way you have that on file there.
Okay.
If anything pops up or changes, I understand. You know, everybody that I work with is a business owner. Just let me know, and then I could reschedule it for you. But I want to try to get the client interview knocked out as soon as possible. I don't want to waste the day.
Yeah, me too. I'd rather just get this thing popping along right away.
Yeah. And once it's all set up and running, then it's, it kind of takes care of itself. You just got to be responsive to the customer.
Yep.
Okay. And it's okay to send everything to that DAZ demo@outlook.com?
Yep, that'll be fine.
All right, go and update. All right, so I got the business profile created. Client interview is confirmed for tomorrow, July 7th, between 5 and 6 o'clock Central Time. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299 for the Platinum Bundle, how did you want to do that?
We could just do a... set up a card.
Okay, is it going to be a personal or business?
It'll be a business card.
Okay, so it's under the business name?
Yep.
Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yep.
Okay, is it Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay, 5364.
5364.
8800.
8800.
0019.
0019.
5747.
5747. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year.
0423.
0423, and then small 3-digit code on the back.
695.
695, okay. And then before I can legally authorize any kind of transaction with your business today, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification recording as an added form of protection. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't agree with or understand, just stop me. Just say, hey, John, what does that mean? You know, I could rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before we authorize any kind of transaction, okay?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so you're on a recorded line, Quinn. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
DAZ Demolition and Dirt Work.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
I am Quinn Kirkhoff. I am a partner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I'm authorized on DAG's behalf.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided, correct?
Yep.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours in parentheses there. Obviously, immediate response time is going to get you the best return. You don't want them going and talking to a competitor, but 24 to 48
exactly.
hours. There is a tracking system built into this where if you miss calls, it will pipeline. So it'll save like what they were looking for, the zip code they called from, and their phone number. So you'll have, you know, obviously a little pipeline you can go through if you do miss calls, but obviously your success is going to be with the live calls. Majority of the live calls
right.
convert. Okay. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yep, I agree.
Okay. So we know what you're currently using. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add something, touch base. You know, I want to make sure that you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you or duplicating any listings. Maybe somebody's touching your website or fiddling with the Google business profile. It's kind of knocking things off. So, if you're not sure, just double check. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All
Sounds
right.
good.
All right. And then it says here the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask you to give it at least 2 months when you sign up at the initial point of sign up, but it's 1 month. It's paid out 1 month at a time. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 6th of 2022. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be outlined in your service agreement as the Platinum package and all of its contents. It says when your term is completed, your agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the discounted amount of $299 indefinitely. Okay, so you're locked in at that rate. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties or anything like that. It just asks if you are going to discontinue that you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text message as well as a welcome email. I'm going to go ahead and process the first payment now, and then I'll hang on the line with you here to make sure that you get those.
Okay.
All right. Almost done. It sounds like you're kind of trying to get to a job.
I actually got some stuff I got to get running on here.
Okay. Almost done. I'll try to wrap this up as quickly as I can.
Okay.
If there's a text that's coming in that we're looking for. It'll say, Quinn, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll say we sent a copy of the invoice to the email that we have on file, and then it'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So the reason this is important is because you're not binded to a contract, but because of the discounts that I've applied, it has everything in writing on what you're getting and that discounted pricing structure, the date, the cancellation policy. So that way it's all in black and white. And then when you sign off on it, obviously that locks in that deal. And then you have a hard copy, and we have a hard copy of it on file. So that way there's no confusion of that moving forward. Okay, so even if you're with us like 3-4 years from now and our rates go up, your charges don't go up. Your rate doesn't change.
Okay.
So it's important to have that. Yeah, it's going to save you a good amount of money here over the next X amount of time.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm hoping this will put us in position to work together long term. I know even the website, just getting my graphic designers and getting that domain name purchased, you know, we're probably not going to get much out of this first month, but I'm gambling on the long haul here.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Did you get that text?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay, perfect. And then this is also sent over to your email. Once you sign off on it, you'll see username and password. Don't worry about that right now. At the end of your client interview, they'll send over the username and password for the tracking system and a 7-minute YouTube video that you can watch. I'll show you how to use it.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about signing in right now.
Not signing in for the tracking system, but you do want to have the terms and conditions signed off on.
Yep,
I already got it back. Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it back. Okay. Yeah, so that's the login page. There also is a Local Splash app that you can use as well. It's hooked up to your analytics for the Google platform, for Facebook, and for Bing. So that's super useful, and it can just kind of basically a centralized hub where you can keep track of everything that has to do with your online listings.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial sign-up. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard to the local Splash team. I'll let you get back to that job in front of you, but look out for that phone call tomorrow between 5 and 6 for your client interview.
Okay. That sounds perfect.
All right. And then you have my number, too. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, just feel free to call in, okay?
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
All right, Quinn. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.